Hey ladies, the Beautiful Movement now has their summer box available for pre-sale. This means that you have the chance to sign up before these boxes sell out again. If you have not had the opportunity to get one of these boxes, grab your box today. These boxes are becoming so popular, they're actually selling out. The theme in this box is walking with Jesus, a box that will help you grow deeper with God this summer. It's the perfect summer starter kit that you don't want to miss. Head on over to www.jointhebeautifulmovement.com to sign up today. Be sure to use the discount code UNCOMMONTEEN, all one word, for 15% off your first box. You can also follow The Beautiful Movement on Instagram at the_beautiful_movement. Ladies, you don't want to miss this. Welcome to the Uncommon Teen Podcast, the podcast for Christian teen girls. It is my heart to help you all overcome the real life challenges that you are facing, but in a way that stays true to who God created you to be. I'm your host and life coach, Jamie Kirshner, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. All right, ladies, we have Pastor Chris DuBois back on the Uncommon Teen Podcast for part two of our series of what does a healthy Christian relationship look like? So we talked more about that question a couple weeks ago on part one. This week, we're going to be answering a question from another one of you ladies who asked, what if I like a Christian guy, but he doesn't like me? And then we're going to dive deeper into what does it actually look like to have a healthy Christian relationship. All right, so let's get into that question. What if I like a Christian guy, but he doesn't like me? So Pastor Chris DuBois, how would you answer this question?
The answer to that is run. If he's not going to give you the time of day and doesn't like you, then there is going to be a guy that likes you. Don't worry about it. That's a beautiful thing. Like, you don't have to be desperate. Don't come across as overly needy. God's going to send you in his timing. That's the hard part. It's tough to wait. Trust me, I'm not good at patience. Hebrews 6:12 says that faith and patience combined is what causes us to inherit God's promises, whether it's a future spouse or whatever. So I would encourage you, be patient. Another guy's going to come along and let him be the man. The man is the head of the marriage, okay? I know this is radical in this feminized culture we live in, but the Bible is right. And headship in Ephesians 5, 22, 23, and 24 is not just source or origin. It's also leadership and authority and power. It's been given to man. Now, that man is not to be an authoritarian, a jerk, a dictator, a tyrant, a boss, a king, but he's also not to be some spineless wimp. And, you know, he's not supposed to be feminized. What we're doing in our culture is feminizing the man and masculinizing the woman. It's totally backwards. It's not God. It goes against his created order. And that's what the enemy's doing. But a good husband is going to be a spiritual leader. He's going to be a loving servant leader. He's going to be a sacrificial leader, not a jerk or an authoritarian. And he's going to look to please you and use that power and that authority he has to influence you for the good, to help you to be holy and radiant and blameless. And he's going to spend his life in loving you and serving you, because when he loves you, he loves himself. It's going to be a win-win for him. And that's what Ephesians 5 talks about. So I would say just wait. Let the man initiate it. Let him pursue you. A woman wants to be pursued. And if this guy's not pursuing you and you don't feel pursued and loved and liked by him, then you don't need him. Trust me, God will send you a good man that will love you and pursue you.
Absolutely. And my pastor always has these wisdom nuggets that he likes to share. And one of them is, if you want somebody bad, you're going to find somebody bad. And so that's something you have to really be cautious about, because if you come off needy, you're going to draw the wrong men into your life and they're going to end up hurting you. I also like how you talked about the man being the head of the house and how the woman is to be in submission to the man. A lot of times we hear that word submission and we think, oh, they're going to be an authoritarian over me. They're going to dictate me. It's going to be this really bad relationship. But that's not true. What that word submission means is it means to get under his mission, to follow him as he's following God. And if he is a real man of God, he's not going to lead you into decisions that are going to hurt you. He's going to lead you into decisions that are the best for you.
Yeah, and I talk about that in the book too, male-female differences, what men are called to do as husbands, what women are called to do as wives, how the wife is the helper, the husband is the head, the differences between that, what a true headship, biblical headship looks like, what a helper looks like, what submission is. Like you said, it's not women submitting to men. It's a wife submitting to a husband. It's not unconditional obedience. Only Jesus gets that. It's obeying him as he goes along with the scriptures. And if he tells you to ever do anything that goes against God's will of the scriptures, you do not obey him. So all those balances and cautions are in there. And it's not, submission is not slavery. This isn't a master-slave relationship. It's not even a boss-employee relationship. It's a husband-wife relationship. And that whole dynamic is special. And I talk about it in my book. But yeah, just make sure you have a good guy, because if he's a good guy, he's going to use that leadership for you and not for his selfish ends.
So true. Now tell us the name of your book again.
It's called A Better Approach to Dating, Navigating the Modern Dating Scene with God's Guidance. And you can purchase that on my website, chrisdubuisministries.com, or you can just get it on Amazon. Just type in the title at the search bar or in my name and it'll come right up.
Ladies, I do suggest getting this book because it's so important what we're talking about today. The principle of dating actually isn't even biblical. It's something that our culture created, and a lot of times it can be based off of selfish means. Basically, dating today says, I think this guy is really cute. I like him. We get along really well. So we start to date, and then after a while, we break up. And that reason for breaking up many times is selfish reasons. Maybe I saw somebody else that I think is cuter. Maybe I saw somebody else that I like better. Maybe he wasn't making me happy the way that I wanted him to make me happy. Or maybe you weren't willing to do things that he wanted you to do. And so with that example of dating, it's really setting us up for divorce. And it's really cheapening the marriage today. Today, marriage is all about that wedding day, about the beautiful dress and their bridesmaids and the groomsmen and just how amazing this is going to be. And we don't prepare for what the lifetime of a marriage is supposed to be like. And so this beautiful covenant that God created is no longer beautiful in the eyes of most people. They get past that first day, and many of them within the first year have already decided to get divorced. Ladies, the enemy is going to come after your marriage big time. And when that pressure is on, we can't just give up and say, I'm done with you. I'm done with you. When that pressure comes on, and it will come on because there's a real enemy out there and he does not want you together. He does not want you in unity in marriage. And so what most people do when that pressure is on is they turn and they begin to fight with each other. They're always yelling at each other and they can't stand each other. But it's in those moments that it's so important to begin to fight for each other, not with each other. You need to fight for your marriage. But again, that example of dating that we've seen our whole lives, when something's not going well, we just say, you know what? I'm done. I'm walking away. But that's not the way that God has intended marriage to be. It's so important to push through those challenging times, to put your trust in God together as a couple to help you. And to watch how he comes through for you. When the enemy is applying pressure, you can stand strong knowing that God is on your side and the enemy doesn't get to win. And this isn't just in marriage that you can apply this principle. You can apply this in every area of your life. The enemy is going to come after you because he doesn't want you serving God. He's going to come after you and he's going to try to get you, but you have authority over the enemy and you can tell him to leave in the name of Jesus. Ladies, the enemy does not have to win.
Amen. Amen. I was going to say, too, that I talk about this in my book as well, the four C's. And this helped me so much, so I wanted to give it to your hearers here. The four C's of what to look for in a future spouse. And this stuck with me. I mean, I heard this sermon over 20 years ago. But he talked about, it was a sermon on singleness. And he talked about how you want to look for the four C's. Number one, commitment to Christ. That is the most important C. Commitment to Christ. Like you said, they're actually all in. They're actually pursuing God. A lot of people, they're saying they're Christian, but they're not obeying all of Christ's commandments, right? So that's kind of scary, right? I'm a Christian, but I'm going to pick and choose whatever I want to do, right? Talk is cheap, right? So commitment to Christ, they're actually mature, they're seasoned, they're going after God. Number two, chemistry. There's got to be some chemistry there, right? You know, God's a matchmaker. He's not going to put you with someone where you don't have chemistry, but there's got to be some sort of an attraction, some sort of a, you can compliment each other, you enjoy being around each other, et cetera. Character is an important one too, of course. Character, they got to actually be honest, be men and women of integrity, stick with their word. They get the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, right? Self-control is present in their life, right? Galatians 5:23-24. There's fruit, there's good works in their life. And then the fourth one is compatibility. And compatibility is so important too. You guys just get along. There's just that connection there, and you enjoy being in each other's presence. So those four C's really stuck out to me, and I held them to, you know, my current wife, and they work. I would say at the end of the day, you know, just ask God to make it clear when he sends that person who he intends for you to marry. When we try to discern and hear from the Lord, we can fall into error real quickly because none of us are perfect in our discernment. So we got to be humble about this. We got to say, well, I think, or I feel, or I sense God saying this in case we're wrong. Okay. But that just shows you man has free will and freedom of choice, and we can walk outside of God's will, right? That's why Jesus teaches us to pray for his will to be done. If his will was just a given and an automatic, why would we ask him to do his will, right? So often his will doesn't happen. That's why there's sin and sickness and death in this world, the curse of sin, right? That's why bad things happen. That's not God's desire or will. That's the curse of sin. That's the devil, right? So my point in saying all that is just ask God to make it clear when the time comes. Once you truly believe that that person's the one, start dating. And then once you know that you know, engage, and then marriage.
Yes. And when you get to that time, short engagement. Not a long engagement. A lot of people, when they date for a long time and then they get engaged for several years. Don't do that. That is when the temptation is the most, because you know you're going to marry them. So short engagement.
I also recommend not being around each other a lot during that time. Just put together your marriage preparations. Like you said, there's a lot of temptation. So you don't want to be alone together. Just try to, you know, do what you got to do and then just say, hi, bye, love you, babe. And, you know, and because it's, like you said, it's tough.
You are so right. It is tough. I love those four C's that you just shared. I think that is absolutely incredible. And so I want to kind of go over those one more time. Number one is commitment to Christ. This is so important. This is something, when I met my husband, so obviously we weren't married yet, this is something that I really wanted to make sure of. I was drawn to him, but more importantly, I wanted to make sure that his walk with God was legitimate. I wanted to make sure that he wasn't just worshiping God and following God and serving God just to get the girls to like him. Because ladies, there are a lot of guys out there who can push through a lot to try to get you. So for several months, I watched him from a distance and I was like, okay, is this guy for real? Or is this guy, is he just trying to look like somebody he's not just to get somebody? And what I found out was his relationship with God was so real. And that attracted me to him even more so, because I was like, oh my goodness, this guy just loves God. And ladies, God has that guy out there for you. It may not be time for you yet. And I encourage you to wait. I was in my 20s when I met my husband, and I was not planning on getting married at all. I was like, I'm just going after God with everything that I've got. I wasn't even planning on dating or getting married or anything like that when I met my husband. And God just brought him into my life, and it was just a beautiful thing. The second one, again, was chemistry, how you have that attraction towards each other. I mean, come on now. We all want to be attracted to who it is that God created us to be with, right? And then number three, so important, character. Oh my goodness, this is why I talk about so many times, dating in groups. We also talked about this in part one of this series. Dating in groups is so important because it helps you to see that guy's true character when he's around his friends, and especially when he doesn't realize that you're there watching him. If he gets smashed in the face with a ball, what are the words that are coming out of his mouth? How is he acting towards people? How does he treat his mom? That character is so important. And then lastly, compatibility. You have to be friends with the one that you're going to be with. You're going to have to like each other. If you don't like each other or you're fighting constantly, it is not worth it. One or both of you need to grow in your relationship with God even more. It's time to really dig deeper into that relationship with God so that he can grow you, so that you're ready for when he brings the person that he has in mind for you. You will find that when you do things God's way, ladies, your life will always turn out blessed. But when you do things your way, when we give in and we just kind of compromise here and compromise here, that's when our life has turned out to be a mess. And so, ladies, I want more than anything for you to have a relationship that is healthy when the time is right. Don't push that time. Don't rush it. Right now is the best time for you to seek God with everything that you are, so that he can use you to make an impact in the lives of so many people. And then when he brings you that guy, you will be able to reach even more people together because you're both ready to go after God together. It is an amazing thing. It is such a beautiful thing. Pris, thank you so much for being on the Uncommon Teen podcast. This has been such a great conversation. Ladies, if you have not yet gone out and got his book, head on over to ChrisDuBois.com or on Amazon and grab his book today. Ladies, I hope that this episode helped you today. I hope that you know just how much God really does love you. Now, I want you to repeat after me, and I want you to mean it with all your heart. I am beautiful. I am valuable. My beauty and my value, they don't change. Even if someone fails to see how incredible God made me. All right, ladies, so I have a question for you. What does your summer look like? What is one thing that you are going to do this summer that is going to change your life forever? What are you going to do this summer to help you make friends who love Jesus that will help you grow in your walk with God, all while having a blast? If your answer is, well, not really a whole lot, well, I have something just for you that will help you do all of those things. Are you interested? What if you did something this summer that could change your life forever? Ladies, I want to invite you to join me for Uncommon Teen Alive 2024 because you are going to do just that. You are going to meet your new besties. You're going to have a blast and grow in your walk with God. So grab your parents, head on over to uncommonteen.com and grab your tickets today.